These are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Carl Darlow is recovering at home after the Newcastle goalkeeper was hospitalised by an awful bout of COVID-19. Darlow tested positive for coronavirus earlier in July and was sent into isolation at home. However, he struggled with the virus and after becoming extremely dehydrated, he was admitted to hospital. I had to go to hospital last week, which was pretty awful, but I'm slowly improving now despite feeling a bit rough, he said. This shows the virus is still going about and we still need to be careful with it. Yoshinori Muto is back in training with Newcastle and could have to come to a financial agreement with the Magpies if he's to make a move to Greece. The £54,000-a-week striker is working with the club to find what Steve Bruce described as a solution to his predicament, after learning he's not part of United's plans. But he'll need to agree a settlement with the Magpies if he's to be released from his lucrative deal. The Japan striker has been the subject of interest from Greek side Aris Salonika, but reports understand the Super League side can only afford to do any type of deal on a free transfer. And Hamza Choudhury could be on his way out of Leicester this summer, with Newcastle thought to be interested. The Foxes Academy graduate started just 4 Premier League games last season, and the signing of Boubacari Soumaré appears to have pushed him further down the pecking order. Newcastle are thought to favour a loan deal for the 23-year-old, however their clear priority in that position is Arsenal's Joe Willock, and as a result, any deal for the Leicester man may not come until late in the window. Those are your latest Newcastle headlines.